Our next guest needs no introduction whatsoever. He's perhaps the greatest broadcaster of our time. He's been called the man with the golden tonsils, and his career has spanned some 55 years, but 2 years ago he decided to call it a day. Thankfully, as of Monday, he's making his triumphant return to the airwaves right here on 2HC and the Super Radio Network, and you can hear him each weekday from 9 till 12 right before Coffs Coasting. It's a hard act to follow. He's one of the reasons I decided to get into radio, in fact, and it's my great pleasure to welcome him to Coffs Coasting. John Laws, good afternoon.
What an introduction.
Well, wow. You know, it's your return to radio. I had to try and do the best I could. Firstly,
it was very good and very flattering.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Firstly, welcome to 2HC, the Super Radio Network, and welcome back to the radio.
Thank you. That's very nice of you, and I'm very happy to be back. I think I'm happy. So far, I'm happy.
Well, maybe I'll have to talk to you again next week.
Yeah, maybe you will.
2 years ago, you decided to call it a day. What made you change your mind?
Oh, I missed it. And nice people kept saying they missed me. So all in all, I thought, well, maybe give it another run.
We've been getting calls at the station ever since we announced that you were coming back, and we haven't had a negative response yet.
Well, that's good. That's very nice.
In 55 years of broadcasting, you've witnessed a lot of changes, no doubt. What's been the biggest change to the way radio announcers do their thing in that time?
Well, when I was doing it, we sort of did an apprenticeship in the country. Now a lot of people are just plucked out of the air and put on radio and call themselves radio announcers. But they don't really have the experience. I mean, you're lucky. You're getting the experience there. You'll do all sorts of things, write copy, probably sell a bit, do mornings, do nights, do all sorts of things. And you get a great variety of experience. But these days, if you're a journalist and you've got something to say, you can get a job in radio.
Yeah, it seems that way. Or if you're a reject from a reality TV show.
Everybody should be rejected from reality TV shows.
That's right. You've been at the very top of this industry for a long, long time now. What's the most important ingredient in putting together a great radio show?
Listen.
To the listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. I mean, there are plenty of talkers, and you hear people doing interviews. They talk over the top of the person they're interviewing. They have a set of questions and stick to the set of questions. Don't listen to the answers. So listen is the most important thing.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you've spoken to a lot of famous people over the years. If you could point to one favourite interview, who would it be?
It's hard to have one favourite. I loved Charlton Heston. Betty Davis was fantastic. She was really fantastic. She was funny. Who else? Princess Anne was probably the most difficult.
Yeah, I guess a lot of those great characters that you would have the opportunity to speak to are gone today, so we budding radio announcers aren't going to have the same opportunities, but I guess we'll have to make our own.
Yeah, new people will come along.
What
Princess Anne's still there. Why don't you give her a call?
I might have to do that. I'll give her a call this afternoon. I've got one slot available in the last hour of the program.
I once rang the Vatican.
How did that?
Try and speak to the Pope.
How did that go for you?
Didn't go down well at all.
What can we expect from a new and invigorated John Laws? What's going to be different about your show this time around?
I don't think anything different. There's only one way I know how to do it, and that's having fun and letting people have fun with me.
And I think you've had a lot of imitators, so you know, they say imitation's the greatest form of flattery.
Yes, it can be very annoying, though.
Yeah, some not so grateful from what I hear lately.
Yes. Yeah, that's very true. And that's rather sad. But anyway, these people have got to live with themselves. I'm quite happy living with me.
No, that's right. And you've been doing it on air for quite some time, so you're obviously comfortable with it.
Yeah, sure.
You've got a new open line number, I hear. What number can listeners call you on when they want to speak to you next week?
1300 John Laws.
1300 John Laws.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Nice and easy to remember too, which is great.
Yeah, and the email address is thefortress@johnlaws.com.au.
Okay. So still holding, you know, the fortress of arrogance, you used to call it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
On Monday, first time behind the golden microphone in a couple of years, will you be nervous?
I probably will be a little bit. I'm not feeling it, but I probably will be a little bit.
How do you?
You'll be able to tell if I am, because I'll tell you.
Just on, as a budding radio announcer and trying to learn in the while I'm having this conversation with you, is it a different feeling before each program? Like, do you get nervous at the beginning of a week, or is that performance anxiety there before each show?
No, not really. You're too busy doing the sort of show that I do. And apart from that, you're very reliant on the listeners. And I love the listeners. You know, I let them run the program. And I like doing that.
Speaking of your first program on Monday, what special guests have you got lined up?
I don't know. I think we've got Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott. And I don't know who else.
What do you think of our current crop of politicians in the last couple of years?
Well, they're all politicians. That's the problem.
Yeah.
If our politicians weren't politicians, the country would be in very good shape.
Yeah, not a lot of conviction these days.
No.
Finally, any tips for a young announcer starting out in the industry?
Yeah, I told you. Listen.
Okay. I sort of walked into that one, didn't I? My apologies. John Laws, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, and best of luck on Monday, and we look forward to hearing you here on 2HC and the Super Radio Network.
Okay, and I hope we talk to each other again. Maybe after the program settles in a little bit, we can have another talk to each other.
That'd be fantastic. I look forward to it.
Righto.
Thanks very much.
Okay, mate.
And that was the great man himself, John Laws, starting again on Monday after a two-year layoff with the Super Radio Network. You can hear him live here on 2HC. And 2GF in Grafton for our Grafton listeners from Monday 9 till 12 every weekday. And I, for one, I guess I'm a little bit nervous that I'm going to be following him every day on air. But great to speak to him. And so far, as I said at the beginning of this, the absolute highlight of my career.